This is Akashwani, the news read by Hagiani. Today is the last day to submit nominations for the Lok Sabha elections second phase. The elections will be held in 88 Lok Sabha seats in 12 states and union territories, along with the remaining part of the Outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency in this phase. A part of the Outer Manipur constituency will go to polls in the first phase. 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 7 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir will go to polls in this second phase. The voting for this phase will be held on the 26th of April. The scrutiny of nominations across all states and union territories will be done tomorrow, except in Jammu and Kashmir, where scrutiny will be held on Saturday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that the NDA government is making all efforts to make India a developed nation. He highlighted some of the major achievements of the current government. India has become the first country to successfully land a spacecraft on the moon's south pole. Under the BJP-led NDA government, India has started hitting back at those supporting and indulging in terror activities, reviving the ancient glory of the Magadha Empire. Mr. Modi claimed that when the Congress was in power, terrorists from small countries struggling for wheat supplies could strike at will. He made a mention of the land for jobs scam in which RJD President Lalu Prasad is named as an accused. Mr. Modi said that RJD President Lalu Prasad is named as an accused. Mr. Modi said that NDA has strengthened the country in the last 10 years, but during Congress tenure, the global image of India was as a fragile country. Prime Minister Modi further highlighted his government's effort of vaccinating over 2 crores milching animals. The Prime Minister claimed that his government has fulfilled the 500-year-old dream of devotees by completing the holy Ram Temple in Ayodhya. President of India Draupadi Murmu today dedicated to the nation India's first indigenously made in India CAR T therapy at the Indian Institute of Technology Bombay in Mumbai. Speaking on the occasion, the President Srimati Murmu said that the treatment CAR T cell therapy, which is accessible and affordable, provides a new hope for the whole of mankind. She expressed hope that India's first gene therapy will be successful in giving new lives to countless patients. Agni Prime missile has been launched successfully and flight tested in Odisha yesterday. The flight test was conducted by Strategic Forces Command along with Defence Research and Development Organisation from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. According to the Defence Ministry, new generation ballistic missile Agni Prime met all the trial objectives, validating its reliable performance. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has congratulated DRDO, Strategic Forces Command and the Armed Forces for the successful test. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has called for shunning double standards in combating the menace of terrorism. He said perpetrators of terrorism should be effectively and expeditiously dealt with, including those involved in cross-border terrorist activities. Mr. Doval was addressing a security conclave of Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Astana, Kazakhstan yesterday. Mr. Doval also raised the issue of the continued threat posed by various terror groups. The BJP today hit out at Congress leader Randeep Surjewala for his alleged derogatory remark against party MP Hema Malini. Briefing the media in New Delhi, the party's spokesperson, Sudhanshu Trivedi, said that this is a new low to disrespect and demean the dignity of women in Indian politics by the Congress party. Meanwhile, Congress leader Randeep Surjewala clarified that he never intended to insult or hurt the actor-turned-politician Hema Malini. The Election Commission of India has denounced the misleading assertion made in messages circulating on the social media platform WhatsApp, which purports that government employees cannot cast their vote through postal ballot. In a social media post, ECI said that eligible officials on election duty can cast their vote through postal ballot at a designated voter facility center. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.